Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
The Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms keeping it real with our daily lives and our WTF moments and relationships.
You were doing so good.
So well. But you guys, today we have a special guest. We are here with Corey again. Hi. And we're so happy to have her back.
Glad to be back.
Shannon, I had so...
I had so much faith in myself.
Much faith in you for that intro.
Do you guys ever... I swear, last night I couldn't sleep, so I had, like, the podcast in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking nail this. I just knew I was gonna nail
Late
it.
Late night thoughts.
In my head, it was so beautiful, and I was like, welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. It was like that.
Oh, you should have did it like that.
Should I?
Next time.
No.
Shannon's taking over the podcast intro.
Not this time, but next time. I'm excited to have Corey back, though. The last episode we did with you, you talked about going from corporate to full-time business owner, entrepreneur, event planner, and we got a lot of positive feedback. I think just from people seeing that it can be done.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it can be done, so it's really cool. We touched on that Corey and I have teamed up to do the ultimate party surprise, and we're back this week to announce that we're doing it again.
Yay! I'm actually excited. It looks so amazing the last time you guys did it. So yeah. I'm excited to see this one come around. Is there something different that you guys are average, like,
go Corey, you tell
promoting?
It's going to be a little different. So while we're still helping bring this gift of a birthday party to a child and or a child between the ages of 2 and 8, we're going to actually expand that to 2 and 10 this time.
Oh, so I didn't know there was an age.
Yeah,
just an age range.
Just an age range to kind of narrow it down, because it could get crazy, as we saw.
Yeah.
But we are going to kind of change the demographic a little bit. So Cheyenne, let's talk about that change.
Okay, so the first party giveaway, we just said between the ages of 2 and 8, birthdays in, what was it?
November,
yeah. October, and anyone could nominate their child or someone could nominate someone else's child, and that was it. This time, we have decided that we want to give a birthday party away to a child that have teen parents, so mm-hmm. a teen okay. mom or a teen dad, and I feel like sometimes you do different contests and there's different rules and stipulations, yeah. and if you fall in that category, then maybe you get to win that prize.
Yeah.
So for this one, we're looking specifically for teen parents that want to give a birthday party to their child, or if you know a child and they have a teen mom or dad, then you can nominate that child as well.
Do they have to still be in that teen phase, or do they just have to be a teen parent, period?
Just a teen parent, okay. period.
Yeah.
What made you guys choose a child of a teen parent?
So Corey and I were talking, and we were trying to figure out, okay, of course we want to do another one, but how can we change it up? And maybe throughout this process we do different themes. Maybe mm-hmm. one day it's a baby shower or a retirement party or I got divorced party. But I think for this one, it's weird. I was actually talking to mom a few weeks ago, and my mom has a sister that had a baby really young. I want to say 15.
Oh, damn.
And because of that, she's always talked to me about teen pregnancies and mm-hmm. just pregnancy, sex, what happens, you have sex, you make a baby. Like, mm-hmm. from a very early stage, I knew what sex could bring. And my dad also, his sister had a baby at 6.
Like, they both had?
They had teen pregnancies. Young, yeah. That, in the whole family, I feel like when you have a teen pregnancy, your whole family is affected. It's not yeah. just any pregnancy, the whole family is affected, but it's not but just that teen. Person. Right. Mm-hmm. So I always listen to the fact that it has had on my mom. And what she told me was once the parent decides that I'm having a baby, that child should be celebrated.
Yes.
Like that mm-hmm. child should be brought in with love and mm-hmm. celebrated, because at that point, they're going to be a person. Like, they did nothing wrong. They didn't do anything.
They're innocent. Yeah.
They're innocent. So I don't know why it stuck with me the past few weeks. And I was like, okay, if we did it again, I want to ask Corey if she's mm-hmm. open to just making it to where it would be for a child that comes from a teen pregnancy. I think about myself at 16, and if I had a baby, there's no way in hell I would be able to give this child a birthday party that I thought that they were deserving of.
Yeah.
Just knowing where I was at 16. Mm-hmm. So I hope that this allows someone who did have a baby as a teen mom or a teen dad, or maybe they are right now, like they're still in that 18 phase and they have, you know, a 2-year-old or yeah. a 3-year-old or whatever, mm-hmm. and they want to give their child a really good day, and not only their child but themselves mm-hmm. and their family, and they want that child to be celebrated without the stigma of anything else attached. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to do.
Yeah. I feel like that's really powerful. Just like you said, like being able for them to be able to give them what they deserve, and it's, I love that you guys giving that back to them, mm-hmm. being able to do it from what you guys did last time, from what I heard. You guys just seeing how they were able to show up in a different light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not show up stressed, not showing up like scrambling around. They just showed up with bigger presence, mm-hmm. with yeah. bigger energy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting for like a team mom, team dad to be able to like sit back and you guys take care of such a big day for their young kid.
Yeah.
Just to like recognize, their child and the happiness that they want for their child. Because when I think of teen pregnancies, there's a lot of stigmas around mm-hmm. it. There's yeah. a lot of like embarrassment or shame, confusion. Like sometimes there is no family support. Financially, mm-hmm. well, I don't know. These 16-year-olds nowadays are a little different.
These 16-year-olds are having some money. Yeah, some money.
Some of these, like, I don't know why we're saying 16. Some of these teenagers are, like, actually clocking dollars. Yeah. But, like, most teenagers, like, that I know of are not.
Me
like,
at 16 didn't have shit.
I mean, you don't
know, yeah, you don't know anything. And
also,
it's,
at 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah. I mean, I got pregnant with Ryder at 23, and I just remember thinking, like, I don't have, like, a dollar to my name. I don't have shit. And I remember looking at my mom one day, and she's like, realize you're not 16. You're 23. You're acting like you're in high school. You graduated from high school, and you have a degree. Figure it out. And I was like, but I feel like I'm 16. Like,
right. I'm your baby.
I know. I feel like a baby, so I couldn't. At that age, I still felt like I was so young to be pregnant. Mind you, I look like a child. Mm-hmm. So I was treated like a child who was having a child anywhere I went. But to actually be 16 and pregnant, I couldn't. I would look like a double child. Like, it would be a lot harder. It would have been a lot tougher. And I already felt like it was tough enough. Mm-hmm.
I love this, but you guys are, it's for the teen parents. It's for, what made you guys change the age range for the kids?
We got a lot of people asking if their 10-year-old or 9-year-old could be a part of it. And I think expanding it to 10 years old just makes it a little bit wider. And then we're getting questions like for even older than that too. So eventually maybe we will, but
right now, this is just where we're comfortable with. Yeah. I mean, it's easier to be completely honest. It's easier to entertain a room full of 6-year-olds or 7-year-olds than it would be to entertain a room full of like
10 to 13
or like 13 to 16. 100%. Way different ball game. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do that yet.
That's scary.
I mean, I feel like we can do that.
Sure,
we
can.
It's going to take a lot more.
Yeah. I think just easing our way up is the best decision right now.
Slow and steady.
Yeah. Oh my God. Slow and steady wins the race.
This has been your comfort zone. So it's like you don't need to go recreate some situation. Yeah. Like,
and it's only our second one. Yeah. And I feel like we're already growing in different directions. Mm-hmm. Then who knows what the next one will be. Yeah.
So when are we looking to have this next event? I'm like, when's it coming?
So are we telling the date? Yeah. Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Or when are we announcing it?
Okay, so
yes. when is
we're announcing it on the day that this airs. So this airs. Hi, guys. It's December 4th. Hope you're having a good day. We announced it now. It's been announced.
Happy Monday.
It's the announcement.
It's the announcement.
December 4th.
It's the announcement now. So what you can do, the way you can enter for your child, or if you want to nominate someone else's family or child, you can email
ultimatebirthdaysurprise@gmail.com.
So send your emails there, and all you have to do is tell us your why. Mm-hmm. And we leave that up to you guys as far as what your why is. There's no, like, right answer. There's no wrong answer. But we genuinely just want to know, what's your why? Like, why would you want to give this birthday party to your child? Or why would you want to nominate this child and their family to receive this birthday party? And the party is completely free. I feel like we have to say that.
Well, there's nothing attached. It's a free event.
There's no strings attached. All we want you to do is to show up on time.
And have fun.
On time.
On time
is key.
Yes. On time is key.
I think my kids were there last time. I will try to get a sitter, but if not, please be open.
Kyle's kids will be there.
To my children being guests.
I think
be that open to us all being there.
Yes, thank you.
The only attachment.
We'll be at the party also.
We'll be there, yeah. One thing I would say is the child does have to be turning between the ages of 2 and 10 during that time frame. So we are planning to host the party in January.
Yeah.
So if your child's birthday is December, January, February, it's perfect for you to apply or nominate a child who will be turning that age.
Yeah.
I love that.
The party will be probably the second week of January. By the time this airs and we post about it, I'm going to know that exact date. So check out our Instagram and you'll find that exact date. But for right now, if you're interested in this, all you need to do is email your why to the email and just explain, like, really why you think that your child or someone else's child deserves this birthday.
Yeah.
And we handle everything else from there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
I just, like, I was daydreaming about it the other day. I'm like, I think it's just so amazing that you guys, and you guys put on such beautiful birthday parties. That is just amazing that you're just giving back, and it just makes me happy inside because the birthday parties are amazing, and these kids get to experience something they may not ever experience before, even the families, because, like, we talked about last time, the parties aren't just for the kids, it's for, like, the whole family, so I think it's so awesome that you guys are doing it. A second time around, and maybe a third time around.
I think last time, Corey, when you talked about, like, your why, it really stuck out to some of our listeners, like, coming from a situation where you were used to something, and then it something changes. So I feel like it's, we always ask people to explain their whys, so I do think that it's good that we continue to also explain, like, why we're doing this.
Yeah, I think it's really important.
I would say, I feel like we've really heard Corey's why very clear. Like, I know we've heard your why throughout this process. Do you think your whys ever change, like, or grow? Like,
they grow just... for sure.
Yeah.
After this first one, after the first Give Back event, my why grew immediately because I saw how impactful that was for them. That family has been through so much, as we mentioned. They lost a family member the day that they found out they won this, and they still all showed up for Nathan. And that's huge, to be going through a grieving process but still being having the ability to come somewhere and you don't have to do anything, lift a finger. It's just there for you to enjoy with your family for that one moment in time. So my why definitely grew in that moment. I think probably the same for you.
Yeah. I feel like that's something that continues to grow. And it's almost like learning a lesson. Like, you continue to learn a lesson within it. Mm-hmm. When I started, I've always loved a party, okay?
Okay, she loves a party, okay?
I love a party. I think everyone knows I love a good party.
Cheyenne's been planning parties. I've been planning parties
since I was a child.
Kid.
Yeah. I'm down for a good-ass party. Once I had kids, I realized that I love parties 100% more.
Yeah.
Like, there, it's just so much more fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm just living out my own fantasies of, like, what I want through my kids. I probably am. But seeing, like, the look on their face and how excited they are and how proud they are, like, walking around that day and just, like, the enthusiasm that oozes from all the kids, I genuinely really love that feeling. And I feel like my why for the love of parties changed once I had Ryder. And once I realized, like, birthday parties are a celebration of life at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure I celebrate the fuck out of my kid's life.
Yes.
That's just what it is. So my why for how much I love parties changed when I had her. And then it changed as I had Ace. Because I went so hard with Ryder's parties because I honestly felt like once the doctor told me, I don't know how many you're going to get, I'm going to make sure I ball out on all of them.
Yeah.
So when I had Ace, I'm like, I don't have that same excuse, but...
Yeah, we're going to ball out.
We're going to do the same shit with you too.
And Zach was like, what's up with my kid?
What are we doing for Ace? You don't rent it out Mars for Ryder, so what are we doing? And I'm like, I had a good excuse to fall back with why I go so crazy for Ryder's parties. But then I realized I did the same thing for Ace, and I was like, this shit is fun. Like, it's a celebration of his life.
Yeah.
So I think my why continues to change. And then receiving messages from people after they see the parties that we do and them saying, like, I want to be able to do this for my kid, but I just can't do it. But I wish I was able to do it. Now it's like, okay, I can do it. Like, I have enough... We have enough resources and sponsors that are willing to give their time, their product, their effort, and that's a really good feeling. That's a huge blessing.
That's a huge blessing
that we're able to do that. So why not take advantage of that while we can? Mm-hmm. And taking advantage sounds negative, but why not put our heads together and produce something that... You have no idea the impact that you make on somebody's life, even just with the small things.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, even if you just walk down the street and see somebody just and say, smile. I really like your jacket. Yeah. Like, you have no idea how much impact that can have. The other day I was at Starbucks and I went through the drive-thru, and the car in front of me paid for my coffee. And I didn't even know that was a Starbucks drive-thru thing, but the bar... The barista or whatever was like, oh, that's a thing. Like, it's like you pass it on.
Like you pay it forward.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I got excited. I'm like, what'd they get behind me? And she's like, you don't want to be the car to fuck. Like, did not pay for the next car. Because then we're all looking at you crazy the next time you come back.
Like, they're not thankful.
Right. So I was so excited to now pay for the car behind me. But the car in front of me had no idea how, like, you made my day.
Right.
Yes. You don't know me. You didn't see me. Mm-hmm. You had no idea. But you paid for my coffee. And I just felt so good about it. So that I went and I paid it forward to the next person. And I was like, did they get two drinks? Like, you know. Like,
how many drinks you got?
What they get, like, do they want more shit? Like,
right,
like, I got you. But it was just that feeling of the smallest things can make the biggest impact.
Yeah.
And what we're doing isn't necessarily small, but the impact that I think we both saw it make on Nathan's family on the first one, it was like, I went home and I was like, okay, like, I'm not that bad of a person.
You're not a bad person at all.
I feel good about myself today. I really felt good. Like, Zach truly, and I were skipping around our house.
It's truly giving back. Like, it's called the give back event. We're truly just giving back, and it feels good anytime you give back.
Yeah, it does. If you guys, since you guys know what Corey and I are up to, if you had, and like, if someone came to you and said you can pay it forward in any way that you want to, nothing is off the table. What would you do?
I know mine.
Okay.
Mine is all pregnancy recovery right now. Just, I would gift, like, mommies, here is a recovery plan. Here's a support calendar for your family to plug into.
I love that.
Here is a recovery kit that is a little bit more mom focus mm-hmm. rather than like the Frida. Frida's doing great products right now. Mm-hmm. Frida Mom is really, really expanding on postpartum products. But there's a lot of, there's other products that help like rebalance your hormones mm-hmm. and just like get your internal body right. That yeah. would be my gift. So here's my, my postpartum gift to moms, I guess.
That's amazing. Feeling,
yeah. I think that's that great.
So expensive.
Yeah.
And it's just not coming, like talked about, really. No. I mean, I would say when I had Ryder, I did so much research on like the crib, what bed sheets I wanted, yeah. like all these things that I felt like were necessary for the baby, but not once did I think about what was necessary for me.
The mom, mm-hmm. yes.
I didn't realize. And I'm like, am I naive? Did I not do enough research? But I didn't realize, like, after you give birth, I got to birth out a damn placenta. Like, right. I give birth twice. Like, you got to take that. I didn't realize any of that. So yeah. when she comes back and she's like, okay, we're going to push on your stomach. You got to keep pushing. I'm like, but the baby's out.
Baby's like,
what? Pushing. Right. Like, why are you still in there? Like,
who are we pushing?
Right. Yeah. So it was, to me, I
Is
felt.
There someone else in there.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah. there's not twins, bitch. But I was very, I was so confused by the fact that why didn't anybody tell me?
Yeah,
like why? Right, like why didn't I know that about that, or mm-hmm. why didn't I know about postpartum or the things that come after it, or that
there how were, to heal?
How to heal? Like there was different.
Take care of ourselves.
Then I went on Etsy and went down a whole rabbit hole of like how to like make cooling pads for yourself, like yeah. to heal your vagina.
Oh my God, we were doing the.
We were like making them because
Witch Hazel. We were making.
We were making
the cold,
and freezing them.
The cold pads.
Because back then, Frida Mom didn't have the postpartum kits where now you can just crack it and pop it and then it's cold. Like we were making shit up in the, and I'm like looking at Kyle like help me. And my mom is like, we didn't have any of this when I had y'all, so I can't help you.
I can't help.
But it was just like, why didn't anybody talk about this stuff?
I feel like that topic is it's not talked about.
It's a Western world thing. I feel with. How they've handled the maternal health system. But there's a lot of things that are, like, coming to light. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indigenous techniques. There's Malaysian techniques. There's different African. Like, Moroccan has a lot. There's a lot of techniques in Morocco to help. In Mexico, just closing of the body. Like, you have to really... Our bodies go through this huge trauma that we don't even realize, like... We're going through this trauma. Our organs are being squished. Like, our hormones are going crazy.
Hair almost die.
Hair is growing out of like weird places.
I don't have kids yet, y'all.
Like,
sorry.
Like, don't scare me.
So I really like that. I like that give back.
That's what I'm working on.
Yeah, because I needed that.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's it.
Shannon, have you ever thought about what you would do? What's your pay it forward?
I think my pay it forward would be dealing with hair. I feel like getting your hair done is such a luxury and it's so expensive. So I just know the people who sit in my chair after I'm done with them, they just feel like a brighter, happier person. And I think we touched on it before, but like it's like talking to a therapist, like I literally let the people in my chair just cry. Sometimes people just come sitting in my chair crying, and I'm like, oh, got you. What are we talking about? But I think my pay it forward would be just giving a mom, or maybe like I feel like moms need it best, like we just talked about, like a new mom sitting them down. Giving a good hair wash and then gifting them with the products that they need and all those things. Because I feel like I said, it's a luxury. And I just feel like us as hairstylists are like, oh, but you use that product on your hair today? Like, so I think the luxury would be like in just giving back products and just all those things that you will need to keep pampering yourself.
Yeah. So things accessible.
I absolutely love what I do, and I love that aspect of my job of just like loving on others and then leaving my chair just feeling like they are $1 million. So to give that back to somebody would be amazing.
Yeah, I like those.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think it's interesting, like, when we talk about paying it forward and how sometimes it feels like it's so out of reach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's really not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that I realized that with the first time we did this, it went from, like, a 10-minute phone conversation to we're already back and forth and sending each other vendors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And venues and
mock-ups.
And I'm like, this didn't take long at all.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt, and it didn't, yeah, like, it didn't take a lot of brain power.
Yeah.
Like,
it was very organic.
It was organic, but mm-hmm. sometimes I think we fail to realize that it doesn't take anything out of your day to help someone else.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just do it. Yeah.
You can just do it. And I hear, like, what you guys are saying, and I'm like, you guys can do that.
Yeah.
It's not far.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And I feel very blessed to see you guys in this process, because it's like, I've seen it start off. It was just, oh my God, Cheyenne's letting someone else help with her parties to now here you are. Mm-hmm. And it's been years. It's taken time. Mm-hmm. And you've both put time and energy and effort into what has turned into, like, a very beautiful working relationship.
Yeah.
So it's like, as I just shared my why, it's like you said, it's not some far off,
it's not
distant
far off
thing.
Far,
like,
yeah.
I've been putting in my 10,000 hours, yeah, for this stuff already. I've, like, and it's in school, like, mm-hmm, doing the certification so that I can actually do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So you're doing it.
I'm,
yeah,
doing,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Right. It's slow right now because I'm still in books and learning all these things on the mm-hmm computer, but it's my why is coming.
It's, like, in process.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
it's,
you're, yeah.
It's, yeah.
I'm super excited for you.
Yeah, I'm like, it's coming. Sorry.
I think it's awesome because I feel like hearing your guys' why and, like, you guys actually doing it gives me a push. Like, oh, mm-hmm, I just told my why of, like, why I would love to give back. And,
right,
like, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just, like, accountability and, like,
yeah,
hearing people, mm-hmm, give you that little push, or, like, just seeing somebody else do it. Like, right, oh, shit, I can.
Because I can,
yeah,
easily,
I can
see
that,
you, mm-hmm, putting out an Instagram story and saying, I'd love to gift a mom a good hair wash and some color and cut today. Hit me up if you know one that needs one.
Or, yeah, it's perfect time for
and
the holidays.
And you can bring your baby,
oh, yeah, the holidays.
It's, yeah, a super good. Well, you guys might see a post.
Yes. Look, she's going to go home and post it.
Accountability.
Yeah, I expect to see that.
Yeah.
Because, like you just said, like, it's the holidays, mm-hmm, and everyone gets, I mean, I'm check my calendar. But but yeah, things are coming around. Everyone would love to get into somebody's chair right about now.
Yeah.
Just to get a good hair wash and press or whatever the case may be.
And it's hard as a new parent. Like, you don't always have someone to watch your kid. Yeah. And there's, I wish there were more kid-friendly hair and nail salons. Because like Shannon said, it is a luxury to get your hair done. And
but when you're also need away from your kid.
Yeah. You might need to get you need to get away from your kid, but sometimes you're not
don't
able
do
to.
That.
Guys,
Don't do that. Don't make it kid friendly.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I feel
I'm not telling Shannon go make a kid friendly, but I would love a kid friendly nail salon, y'all.
Unless they're gonna hold somewhere, my please. Kid and play with them. How are you gonna get your nails done?
Like, I wanna relax. When I was in DC, there are places because we live more outside. Uh-huh. Like our weather is different, so there are places on the East Coast that where helps. It's like it's not necessarily a nail salon, but it might be like your workspace, and then they've got a whole kid area where people are dealing with your kids, or it's like kid friendly.
Okay,
cafe.
Well, they have that out here,
like
where?
IKEA.
They for sure have an IKEA.
Because they for sure have an IKEA.
Yes. And there's some gym.
Yeah, I remember.
IKEA. You can for sure drop your kid off. And then when you check out, it's a pickup for your kid.
Yeah.
I don't want to go relax at IKEA. Drop me off
I'm just saying. I would for sure, me and Zach were at IKEA the other day, not going to lie, and I for sure saw that. I was like, oh, we could have brought Ace. Ace could have been hanging out at the IKEA.
I used to get dropped off at IKEA as a kid. My parents would be like, bye.
Get a hot dog after this.
Somebody told me that they dropped their kid off at the gym.
Oh, I was telling you the story.
Yes. Okay. They do the gym daycare.
Yes, this was the best story ever, because I was like, oh my God, childcare is crazy, but sometimes I want to go to the gym. And then I was like, I'm paying this trainer crazy money where I'm like, you know, childcare gym member. Like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
She said, girl, I go to 24-hour fitness in like Playa or something, pay $30 or $40 a month for her gym membership, and then it's an extra $10 for the childcare. So she's like, I will go to the gym for 2 hours a day. She said, I may not even work out. Like, I might just sit there
sauna.
On the phone.
Sauna, go to
I might
steam
do
room.
Some work. But she's like, I'm paying $10 for the for entire shopping. Month. And my kid gets to be watched for 2 hours.
Like, I would go to the gym every day. I'd bring my laptop.
You get I'm in the locker room.
Don't come find me.
Come January, I'm going to be back in the gym full time. And Zaire is about to be chilling, making some little friends at the gym. Ace is going to have his park friends, and Zaire is going to have his gym friends.
I'm excited. Sorry, since we're talking about the kids, I'm excited this time for what age this kid is going to be.
I kind of hope it's an older kid. I'm not going to lie. I hope it's older than our range. Because, like, we've done up to the six-year-old, you know? I want to see what the eight-year-olds are going to bring out.
I'm curious, you guys, so when you guys do the parties, within their email, are you asking them to, like, tell, like, what the kid is into, what they're like, so you guys get a feel of, like, what kind of party you're
going to So we ask them to send us over four themes or four of the kids' favorite things. And then characters. We kind of pick from there so everyone's surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So because we still want it to be a surprise.
For the family.
So
for
you're
the
not family. Saying, like, give me just one theme. So you guys are, you guys pick the theme of, like, what their likes were.
And then we also, like, talk with our sponsors to see which ones would mostly work with what they have, and then we kind of go from there.
Okay.
So we try to include the vendors who are sponsoring, which are all of them.
Yes.
I worded that weird, but whatever. We try to include the vendors that are sponsoring the event in this process along with us. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when families nominate their child or nominate someone else's child, Corey and I then read all of them separately, and we pick out our top, the ones that, like, you know, are drawn to our heart.
Yeah.
We pick out our top ones, and then it was funny because this last time we picked pretty much the same
ones.
They
were overlapping for sure.
They overlapped. And then from there, we send the top, like, five or so to all of the vendors. They're able to then pick their top one. So it just kind of narrows it down, but they feel included.
Personal touch. Like, they're like, I had a part in this. I'm not just, you know, vending on the day of. I have a part the whole time.
Right. They're like a part of the process with us, which makes it cool because then I feel like they also feel like, oh, I did it. You know what I mean? And like, I know, that give back. I know their story.
And they know the story. Yeah, the background.
More purpose to everyone's mission and what everyone is doing. You're not just sponsoring like these items, but you're literally like, you're a part of it. It's a community.
Really giving back. And I think that's what we're trying to build. And then as far as the child, like Corey said, like we let them, you know, give their themes, and then it's all about the surprise element. So now you gotta wait and see which one
you're gonna get.
You're gonna get, which was really hard for us to decide.
What did you guys decide? Sorry, just cut you off. But what did you guys decide for
the Nathan's
birthday?
So he sent SpongeBob.
A bear or something. And then Paw Patrol and Blue, not Bluey. Maybe
Peppa? It was somebody else that was Blue. No, it was Blue. Bluey. I would have picked Bluey, though.
I would have, too, so I don't know.
I don't think it was Bluey. I would have had a Bluey birthday.
No, but the Paw Patrol
But we did Paw Patrol.
So what made you guys land on Paw Patrol?
I don't know. We just both were like, we didn't know what the bear one was.
Sorry, it's in my head.
To be honest, the same day that everything was happening, the kids got a box from Paramount Plus that was about Paw Patrol. Because the Paw Patrol movie just came out, by the way, on Nick Jr., okay? With Nick Jr.
Okay.
By the way. And when Corey said, okay, what draws your attention? She said, I really like Paw Patrol. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit, I'm looking at my kids playing with Paw Patrol right now. I got some Paw Patrol stuff.
I have some Paw Patrol stuff.
I did.
I'm laughing. I know you.
In my head, I was really ready to gift that box, but that box got ran through, tore up by my kids. So, we ended up going with Paw Patrol, and then what we did was, prior to the party, we went to Target and bought Nathan gifts that were in the theme of his birthday also.
Because I wasn't... It keeps getting better. Yeah. I didn't know all these details.
I wasn't sure if this was my fear, and I wasn't sure if the guests that... So the party, you're allowed to invite... Well, we ask you to invite 10 kids and 10 adults. And that can be interchanged. Yeah. It's just like a...
Baseline.
But it's like
20 adults
and 10 kids. But if they're like, we only have 5 kids, can we sub it out with more adults or, you know, whatever it is. But it's like, here's your limits. Because it's not that big of a space, but it's a nice size space. Mm-hmm. So within that, I didn't know if the people that they had invited to the party were going to bring him birthday gifts, like a real birthday party. I didn't know really what to expect, and the last thing I wanted was to have a birthday party, and then we look at the gift table, and there's no presents. So we went and bought presents, almost like a just in case, because they bought Nathan some big ass presents.
Yeah. Nathan had presents galore.
Everyone walked in with these big presents. I was like, oh my gosh, this
they
is
like
amazing.
Overdid it with the presents.
Yeah. So, needed a bigger gift table.
They were overflowing.
Yeah, so that made me really happy to see, like, okay, they still treated it as a birthday party, and they bought him gifts, but it was still cool that we were able to gift him as well. Mm-hmm. So I liked that.
It was good.
Yeah.
And were there any lessons, like anything you guys would do differently, you think?
I'll let you go first.
Corey had a giggle.
This has been a thing.
She had a giggle.
I think so I didn't know, like she said, what to expect.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're just awkwardly like, okay, like, hi, welcome. Go enjoy the cotton candy. Go enjoy this. I think next time I would just, have music. Like, some just fun music, have everybody just having fun and pretty much being out of the way. So if there's a way that we can, like, not out of the way, but not awkwardly standing behind the backdrop, the photo backdrop.
I feel like we didn't know what to do with ourselves.
We didn't at first. And then we've all got comfortable because the family was so
nice.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, like, they're talking to us. So that, it really eased it. I think that it's our first one, so we didn't really know what to expect. We didn't know if we were gonna have to be like the hostess with the most. Like, their family was great. They got in there and really celebrated Nathan. So I think just next time, I won't have as many nerves, so I won't feel as awkward.
Mm-hmm. We were awkward.
Yeah, and then I think I don't think anything was wrong with what we did the first time. I think that was probably my biggest thing, is the awkwardness in the beginning for me, because I'm like, what do I do? Where do I stand?
Where do I put my hands?
Yeah.
That was all of us.
Like, I wanted to just hug everyone. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
And I didn't know if they wanted to hug me back.
Right, exactly.
But they did at the end.
Yeah.
So I think in the beginning, we just weren't really sure what our place was at the party. And then I realized, you know, they're here for the party, but they're also here to, like, we're also here to celebrate with them, and that's okay. Corey and I definitely hid behind a backdrop for a good while until we realized we can come out. But we were, like, peeping Toms. Like, we were very creepy watching them. And they could see like, us. So I would say the next time I would, it was like that.
General feeling. Yeah. It was like, you want to watch them and
you want to, like, watch them have fun.
They were like, what are these creepy ass people? They gave me a birthday party, but what are they doing? I would say the next one I wouldn't be as awkward either.
Yeah.
My kids were fine. Your kids look like they were invited to the party. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go back over here with my friends. Is that okay? And like, boys were like, come on.
I'm dying.
I've got pictures with Zaire and Nathan. They've got costumes on, glasses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and it's like, these are things that I'm gonna literally keep forever. Mm-hmm. And when Boz, or well, Zaire's like 15, 18, whatever, 5, 10, I'm gonna say, hey, this is your Paw Patrol friend Nathan. You guys had this party together. Maybe one day, you know, life, you never know how life works. And it's, their family, like you said, was so incredible. And there were many crossovers. And there was, it was more than just a birthday. Like, there's, you know, there's more awareness that's going to come out now due to what their family's been affected by with the BRCA gene and how that cancer has affected them. Like, I know Nana is still talking with...
Nana still talks to her aunt.
So it's like she's trying to help, you know, just take it to the next level. So it's, you're not just bringing this one day of, here's a great day for the birthday attendee and the family. But it's like, whatever you guys come with in your whys, just know that this is a moment where it's like you could be open and honest and truthful. Yeah. And it's okay to be vulnerable. Like Cheyenne... I'm not sure if this was your first time really dealing with, like, an influx of, like, hearing stories from others.
It was. And I was, in tears. It's a lot. It was a lot.
And Cheyenne's gone through it with Rage Regardless Rye and just, you know, doing different holiday giveaways. I feel like I'm about to cry. I don't know why. I'm getting emotional. Doing different, that was really odd. Doing different give back. So it's just, I guess this is for the listeners.
Yeah.
When you're doing this, just know that, like, you're bringing your whys to, like, a safe place. And it's
That's a good point, yeah.
It is such a safe space. And
it's genuine. It's, like, a genuine space. Like, I genuinely sit there and read them all.
Every single one. Yeah.
And it's overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
But I definitely do it. And you did it. Mm-hmm. And... you know, it made me want to continue to do what we're doing. So I'm really excited. I hope that you guys hear this or pass this podcast on to someone else that you think would really take advantage of this opportunity. You can DM me or Corey and ask any questions that you need. Mm-hmm. We're also going to put up a few video posts and posts today as well that are explaining the giveaway and what we're doing. You can submit your now stories, your wows, your why stories. I'm like, what word is that? You can submit your why stories to us and keep your fingers crossed, because we're probably going to announce the winner the end of December, beginning of January, and then the birthday party would be mid-January.
One thing, nominees must be located in the Los Angeles, California area.
Yeah, the party's gonna be in Pasadena. We can't get you to Pasadena if you can't get yourself to Pasadena. So that's the only thing. We need you to be able to get there. Okay,
you have to be able to
get there. We can't get you there, but
based in LA,
we got you a party.
We can't get you there, but I'm really excited.
I'm super excited.
The way we always end our podcast, as you learned the last time you were here, is you can share a WTF or you can share advice. Anybody?
I'll, I have a WTF.
Okay.
Come with it, Corey. Ooh.
I mean, it's pretty much my average everyday life, but I literally have driven this week 12 hours, like, on the freeway, like, for all my events and walkthroughs and things like that. So, like, WTF, LA, please get it together. We need, I guess, more lanes or something, because this is wild.
I'm like, I don't know if we need to ask for more lanes.
We need something.
I need a Corey Express lane. We need, like, a...
I'll get it together and drive faster.
I would cry. I would cry.
Because you live in Orange County.
Yeah.
And Cheyenne lives in the Valley.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a good 2 hour
minimum.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
I feel you, Corey.
I would be in tears.
Yeah. We drove to Irvine one day. And it took us 2.5 hours, and all Cheyenne kept saying, because one of her really good friends, Ashley, lives out there, and we were referring to you.
I live close to her, yeah.
And she was like, they must really love me.
Because they be pulling up to my crib.
They drive. I honestly see that, I'm like,
she drives there a lot.
I drive that way a lot, too,
but, like, she's there.
Big-ass truck.
I don't know.
Like, it's not even the drive.
I don't know how she does it.
The gas. The gas. On top of the truck.
Ashley would be like, I don't mind driving. I'm like, girl, I do. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I'll meet you halfway.
Not even if you're a passenger princess? Like, you don't want to be a passenger?
No.
No, just, like,
I don't
out.
Like, I gotta get out.
Give me out.
I'm thinking about it right now. I gotta get out.
There's no playlist.
I gotta get out.
I'll be like, Shane, can you play some music? She'll be like, I don't have music.
I don't have music.
I'm like, I'll put you on my family plan. I don't have music.
I don't have music.
What?
I don't like it. I don't like the idea of it.
You don't like music?
Not really.
In the car.
In the car. It gives me a headache. It's not my thing.
So you're like a... What do we like? Classical music.
No.
No?
No.
You like beat sound? I don't know.
No sound. No nothing. Sound. I ride in silence.
I'll just be sitting there like...
I was like, can we turn the radio on? No.
Oh my gosh. Well, that sounds...
Just singing horrendous. In my head.
Sorry. All right, whatever. I need music. Do you guys have advice for WTF as you're making fun of me?
No. I really loved how you mentioned the whole giving back and, like, just the paying it forward in the car line the other day, and it just made me think about how sometimes the best gifts the best gifts are anonymous. So, like you said, whether it's, you know, well, it's not anonymous if you're telling someone directly. But I feel really happy right now. I'm sorry. I'm a little goofy.
happy, crying. We love this.
Yeah. Anyways, the best gifts are anonymous. But yeah, like you said, it could be the random, your jacket looks great. Writing a thank you note after someone does something for you. Like, just giving someone their credit. So that's my advice. Just, you know, pay it forward. Keep it going, as you guys are reminding us. Because it does feel good. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know... You're making an impact on someone else's life, but you're also like, it makes you feel good too. You're like, oh, it's really, it is such a great blessing to be able to, like, share your blessings or to bless others or to extend yourself in a time when you just never know. So,
yeah. 100%.
You have something, Shy?
What you got? I think I'll just piggyback off of Kyle's. It doesn't cost anything to be nice. And I say that especially right now around holiday time. You have no idea what the person next to you is going through. And just keep that thought in mind when you encounter people. It doesn't cost anything for you to go out of your way to be nice to them or to realize that maybe that person's having a bad day. Don't match them with their same energy. Maybe match them with your positive energy, and you can turn someone's day around.
Yeah.
So just to keep that in mind, especially going through December right now, you never know what someone's going through.
And it's 5 weeks this December, you guys.
It's your turn, Shannon. How are you going to follow up now?
I don't know. I just have a cute story to tell.
Okay.
yesterday, Parker wrote his letter to Santa. And so he was writing, and I was helping him spell words or whatever. And then he goes, Mom, when was the last time you wrote a letter to Santa? And I'm like, shit. I don't know. It's been a long time. So Parker encouraged me to write a letter to Santa yesterday. Aww. And we sat there and wrote letters. And he was like, Mom, that's you should start it off by saying, hey, it's me. I haven't talked to you in a long time. So I started my letter. Hey, it's Shannon. Santa, shit. I have a lot of things that I want.
I've been really good.
And then, so I wrote in my letter. I was writing... Of course I wouldn't. I wrote a whole bunch of wishing that I'm really getting these things, you guys. I wrote to Santa that I wanted it.
No, you wrote your intentions, baby. This is great. I love this.
So I wrote to Santa that I wanted
That's funny.
Some diamonds. Diamonds and a new couch and all these things.
Aww.
Parker looks at my letter to Santa, saw I wanted diamonds, and he goes, "Mom, Santa doesn't give us diamonds." I'm like, shit, he doesn't give diamonds? But then today he told me this morning that Santa does give cars. I said, what kind of car can I get? And he said some type of Lamborghini. Because I told him I wanted a G-Wagon. He's like, no, Mom, you should just get a Lamborghini. So that is my story. I wrote to Santa, y'all.
I like that.
That's cute.
So I pray.
I think that's cute.
I really wonder where my Santa's at because
he's coming.
I wanted a diamond stack ring, necklace.
She really wrote a list.
Yeah, I wrote a list, you guys.
A real list. Like, wow.
I drew diamonds on my list.
How do you draw? Just in case you can't read, I drew it.
Just in case you weren't sure what size, here's a picture reference.
For scale.
But I guess
Santa doesn't give diamonds, so I won't be getting them.
Oh, Shannon, I really like that, though. That's cute. I might do that with my kids.
I should.
Yeah.
It was really special because we literally sat on the bed. He was so happy that I was writing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It made it more special for him because he kept like, I want to add this, Mom.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you? And he kept looking at my list and he was like, oh, what did you write? Aww. So it was like a really special, like, bonding moment that I would have never...
Yeah.
Thought of, you know?
That's really cute.
So brought I it love up it. To me.
Corey, I'm so happy that you came back to talk to us again today.
Course.
I appreciate it, as always, taking your time out to come onto the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining.
And you guys do not forget that you can now submit your why stories over to us at ultimatebirthdaysurprise@gmail.com. We're looking forward to reading all of them, and I cannot wait for our party that's going to be mid-January. Corey, where can everybody follow you at?
Events by Corey Lenora on Instagram.
And you can follow us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram and YouTube. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And
you can tell your crew
about our crew.
Thank you, Corey.
We're going to get that down.
3 has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.